Rock 107 WIRX. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Now, usually at this time, we would do our rock news. But in lieu of that today, we want to talk about a serious thing that is going on. And I mentioned earlier on, and you'll be hearing about it in the upcoming hours. And at 9 o'clock, we have a special tribute to Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, STP, and, of course, many other projects. Chester was found... It's heartbreaking to talk about. He committed suicide. He was 41 years old, and I mean, far too young. And it's still so fresh from losing Chris Cornell, and to have something like this happen, especially yesterday on Cornell's, what would have been Cornell's 53rd birthday, it's something that we need to shed a light on. So to help me with that, we have Anna from My Journey. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wish we didn't have to have you here on such somber reasons, but if anyone can help us discuss this, it's you, because in dealing with mental illness, obviously suicide prevention is something that we can discuss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, My Journey actually deals with suicide prevention as well. You guys have outlets for people. If there's any concern or anything like that, you have outlets for people at My Journey?
There are a couple numbers you can call.
Yes.
One is a national number.
Okay.
Both numbers I'm going to give you are 24/7.
Gotcha.
You can call them anytime. Mm-hmm. And they will talk with you and give you more resources than I'm going to give you now.
Perfect.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255.
Perfect.
The other number is Riverwood Center's Crisis Hotline. And you can also call that, like I said, 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And they help with, if you're in a suicidal crisis, they also help with other crises. So give them a call. Their number is, and they're local,
mm-hmm.
Their number is 1-800-336-0341. That's 1-800-336-0341.
So there are numbers to call that 24/7, 365, if you know someone that is dealing with either suicidal thoughts, if you've seen the warning signs, and we'll talk about those in a second. Just know that there are outlets. There are always outlets, people to talk to, people who care. And let's go into that. You know, some people may not. Chester seemed great. The last interview I watched him do, he was talking about projects he had coming up. He seemed excited. He seemed happy. But it can be show. So what are some warning signs, some things people can look for, maybe if they're concerned about someone who might be suicidal or dealing with those kind of issues?
Well, suicide's a difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people say, you know, so-and-so killed themselves. That was a very selfish thing to do, because mm-hmm. What about the family? Well, it's not a selfish thing to do. The person is in such pain mm-hmm. that there's no way out.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people don't know what it is they're going through, and mm-hmm. they feel helpless and hopeless. And I mean, I've been there.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like. I haven't been successful, obviously, because I am here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a time in your life when things are totally black and there's no way out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So some of the warning signs, if you feel this way, or if you notice this in someone else, these are some of the warning signs. There's actually quite a few, actually. talking about suicide, or, you know, like you're talking with someone and you say, hey, I'll see you later. And they say, if you see me again,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a sign, or I'd be better off dead. If they're seeking out lethal methods, like if they go get a gun,
mm-hmm,
or if
mm-hmm.
they're stockpiling medications.
Yep, yep.
You know, there's different ways, and just be cognizant of that. If they're preoccupied with death,
mm-hmm.
like if they're researching on the internet, or they constantly talk about death and dying, and everybody dying, and that's something to watch out for.
Yeah.
If they have no... If they... if you feel like you have no hope for the future, or you see that someone's talking like they just don't have any hope for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything's black.
Yep.
There's no way. If they, you know, say things like, everybody'd be better off without me.
Yep. Yep.
They don't like themselves. If they start getting things in order, like maybe they make out a will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they give things away. Sometimes they tell people goodbye.
Yeah.
And sometimes they withdraw from other people, and they may, you know, keep to themselves more. They may have self-destructive behavior, like starting to drink a lot, or
yep.
driving really fast, or just doing risky things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or sometimes you'll notice they're suddenly a lot calmer.
Yeah.
That could be because they've made a decision.
Yeah, yeah. So there's definitely a lot of things that, and also some of these, you know, it can be almost, you may not even notice it. You know, yeah. it may be something that it goes unnoticed, something so small like that. Like someone being calmer, I wouldn't think that, but
you think they're doing better.
Yeah, yeah. So there are a lot of things, and we'll make sure we get the whole list up there. And there are a lot of places you can go to find different warning signs, things you can do to help. I guess just really the point is what we're trying to get across here is that there are people there for you.
It, yeah.
There are outlets for you to reach out to and get help and seek the help and the care and the love and support that you need. So please, if you know someone or if you're listening right now and you're dealing with some heavy stuff in life and you think there's no way out except for suicide, there is help. There are places to go. There are people to talk to that every time I got to talk about this, it breaks my heart. And I want to, hopefully we can live in a world where we don't have to talk about this. But until then, there are places you can go and seek help for this.
Now, the hotlines I gave you are telephone.
Yep.
It's not person to person.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to someone, call your doctor, your therapist, some mental health professional, or you can call us.
Yeah.
We're there.
Call me. I mean, yeah. I'll talk. Talk to someone. That is the big, talk to someone. There are people there that care. I promise you. It is not, there's still a light at the end of that tunnel. It may not seem like it, but there is. And there are people that care. And we care about you. We care about the loved ones in your life. And just talk to someone, please.
And you can call us.
Yes.
Let me give you our number.
Yes.
269-944-9448.
Yes.
And there's two extensions. You can talk to either one of us. Tell us why you're calling so we know, you know, that I'm feeling like killing myself.
Yeah.
I need to talk to someone.
Yeah, you don't need to sugarcoat it either. I mean, there are people, if you call either My Journey or the Crisis Hotline or Riverwood,
just say how it is.
Just get it out there. You know, don't sugarcoat it, because this is not a sugarcoating topic. It's serious, and your life is valuable. So just let them know you're struggling, or someone you know is struggling, and get the help.
And if you know someone who you think might be struggling,
mm-hmm.
ask them.
Yep.
Don't say, you're not feeling like killing yourself, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah, don't make it sound like a burden.
They'll say,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, ask them, hey, I've noticed you haven't been feeling as well lately.
Mm-hmm.
Is something going on?
Yep, yep.
Ask them what's going on.
Yep, yep.
They'll really appreciate it. Somebody is interested, somebody cares.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Anna, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. Again, I wish it was on, you know, happier
yes.
tones, but this is definitely something that needs to be addressed. And again, use those outlets. You can check out WIRX.com. I'll have everything posted right there on a podcast. And we really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.